This is Akashvani. In the program Money Talk, now we bring you a discussion on breaking barriers, women as entrepreneurs. The participants are Anna Roy, Principal Advisor, Niti Aayog, and Vaibhav J. Srivastava, Anchor.
Women's Entrepreneurship Day is a global initiative celebrated annually on 19th of November to recognize, support, and empower women entrepreneurs around the world. The day highlights their contributions to the economy, fosters networks, and promotes equal opportunities in business and otherwise. 144 nations overall recognized the first Women's Entrepreneurship Day in 2014. Today, to discuss more on this vital topic, we have with us Principal Economic Advisor Anna Roy, Niti Aayog. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me here today.
What is the relevance of Women's Entrepreneurship Day, especially looking at the context of today's global scenario?
Women Entrepreneurship Day being celebrated in addition to the International Women's Day is really to highlight the importance that entrepreneurship per se and women's economic independence in a larger context has in the life and promotion of women and their issues and their various aspects relating to women empowerment. So I feel it is an important day. It puts focus on why it is necessary for women to also have the option of becoming a job giver rather than a job seeker and grow in that area. Moreover, this is a space where women, despite a lot of the advantages which goes in their support, still do not have that place of prominence. So not only does this day signifies the importance of entrepreneurship in the overall betterment of women worldwide, but also highlights many of the gaps which present today and the opportunities which women can have to grow in this space.
There have been countless efforts on part of our government to improve the social conditions as well as to give more opportunities to women entrepreneurs in business. It started with Sukanya Samriddhi Yojana, the Beti Bachao Beti Padhao, and now the Mahila Samman Scheme. What are the initiatives or the programs that have been taken over by the government or which are running or which are being run by the government to help women entrepreneurs succeed in their ventures?
I run this platform called Women Entrepreneurship Platform, which was incubated in Niti Aayog. And in 2022, it transitioned to be a public-private partnership. WEP, or the Women Entrepreneurship Platform, is the first entity which has tried to map what governments are doing in the space of entrepreneurship. So you would agree with me that entrepreneurship is gender agnostic, but still we need to have schemes which help women also take equal space along with their men peers. While there may be few programs or schemes by the government on women-specific entrepreneurship support schemes, say a Mudra, but there are more than 800 schemes in the country, both central government and various state governments, which help support entrepreneurship, not just of women, but for everybody. But it is the information asymmetry which has not allowed women to access these schemes. So instead of having women-specific programs, the government is focusing on supporting overall entrepreneurial ecosystem in the country. And I would like to say that we need to focus on how we can increase the use of these schemes by women rather than focus on having only women-specific schemes. So that is the take which I would like to put forward. And at one place, we have mapped all these schemes, not only to the entrepreneur needs which they cater to, but also we have mapped it in such a manner that suppose I am looking for a scheme which will help me in meeting my skilling requirements or access to market or finance requirement, I can put a query on the WEP platform and the list of such schemes will come to me on my personal page. and then I can access those schemes. So in this way, we are overcoming the information asymmetry, and we are helping not only the government to help amplify their various initiatives, but also for women to know about these schemes and access them.
You've rightly said that it's extremely important for women peers to come up equally with their male peers. It also happens to be the International Men's Day today. What role do you think the male counterparts can play in supporting the women entrepreneurs, or we as a society can help women entrepreneurs not just grow, but as you said, become job creators and innovators?
Entrepreneurship essentially is a gender agnostic field, but there is data to prove that women-owned enterprises employ more women. So one thing which we can kind of see is how the labor force participation of women in various enterprises can be increased. Nobody is really in a charity business. When I am running an enterprise, for a bureaucrat like me, it is very easy to say, okay, let us have reservation for women or whatever. But then when I am putting my money in my enterprise, I have to look for the profit. My view is enable them to be, say, market ready, enable their enterprises to be financiable. So it is the knowledge that we need to impart to women, make them able, so able that they don't need any crutches really to be taken up in these enterprises. And this kind of skewed data which is presented today, that in only women-owned enterprises the employment of women is higher, will in due course, I hope, will get addressed if we provide all women the necessary ecosystem support to expand their knowledge, to give them the necessary skills, to reskill them. And I feel this is not just the requirement for women, but also of men in today's age of rapidly disruptive technology that we see. Often we tend to make these gender barriers, which tend to diffuse the main issue, which is before us. A, to have more people as job givers. And for that, everybody needs support, whether it is men or women. Second, build a ecosystem which is so robust that it supports the setting up and growing of enterprises and providing the necessary other support seamlessly, that the knowledge and necessary other information is received by them seamlessly at the right time and in the right manner.
You've rightly talked about the substance that needs to be increased in terms of education, in terms of skills, in terms of true growth projections or true growth factors. How important do you feel are things like TRED, which is the trade-related assistance and development? How important is the support to training, the support to skill development, schemes like Stand Up India, Nai Roshni, and schemes like Credit Guarantee, which can help women become more employable in the domestic and also the international industry?
So again, I come to the point, you know, the schemes and government can do only this much. It is really the information asymmetry which is not helping women avail of many of these good schemes. If I'm not aware about my rights, if I'm not aware about the support that I'm getting from the government, if I'm not aware about the rules and regulatory regime, I tend to make mistakes. So what WEP is working on is to build a robust entrepreneurial ecosystem in a manner that overcomes information asymmetry. We have enough schemes from the government. I think government is doing more than its fair share. Now it is for the society to come together, ensure that information about all these initiatives taken to the right audience in a manner that they are able to consume that information. Secondly, we also need to make them aware that what the regulatory regime are in such a manner that they are not scared from the compliance burden. We need to seamlessly address these issues. Like one of our trainers keeps on saying in all our engagement with women entrepreneurs at all levels, it is explained to them how GST can really streamline their business. GST is not a roadblock. GST can help them put their accounts in order. So these are some of the things I think if we address the processes, then the schemes are already there. It is the absorption of those schemes which we need to address by building the ecosystem.
What are the challenges that are faced by women entrepreneurs today, and what are the things that we can do to ease those challenges, to make their business paths or their success stories simpler? And what would you like to say to the women entrepreneurs who are working and struggling and striving for great success today?
Niti Aayog had funded a research on women entrepreneurship ecosystem. The research brought out that if we want to support women entrepreneurs to grow, there are 6 ecosystem needs which need to be addressed. And for each women entrepreneur, unless we address all the 6 ecosystem needs, we are not able to provide them with the necessary skills and talent to grow as an entrepreneur. So WEP has adopted that concept, that is the theory of change of WEP, to provide this 360 degree support. So these 6 ecosystem needs are basically access to market, access to finance, skilling, networking, and mentorship, compliance and legal support, and general business development services. Past 1 year, in my interaction, I have realized that women start their enterprises without knowing the ropes of the trade. Now, you need not know everything about accounts or legal and other compliances, but you must have a fair idea so that you know what is required. And that is what we are attempting to do through our Award to Reward program, impart these skills to the women so they know the basic ropes of the trade and they are able to understand what does it mean to have a business plan, what does it mean to raise finance, what does it mean to be having a go-to-market strategy. And this we are doing not at a very metro level, we are going to even rural areas, talking about building. In one of our programs, we are aiming to cover women kirana stores. So we are going to tier 2, tier 3 cities, we are going to rural areas, and we are covering all levels of women and trying to see that at least they are able to scale up their business to the next level wherever they are today. And if they are informal, in the informal sector, we try to provide them capacity building support and try to see that we get them registered on Udyam and other such platforms so that they are able to avail the government schemes and government support for their enterprise. So challenge basically, again, I would say, is information asymmetry, is lack of ecosystem support, and a lack of holistic support for building a business. And that is what we are trying to do through our various programs.
We truly hope that all the schemes being run by the government are understood and implemented well, not just by the help of the society members, but also through more understanding on part of women entrepreneurs. And these women entrepreneurs achieve great success in their businesses and all their ventures. Thank you so much for talking to Akashvani and giving your valuable time to us.
Thank you very much for having me here today.
You are listening to a discussion on Breaking Barriers, Women as Entrepreneurs. The participants were Anna Roy, Principal Advisor, Niti Aayog, and Webhav J. Srivastava, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.